disgusting. They smell, they're sticky, they say things that are horrible.
There you go. Thank you, Silence the Voice. This morning I'm getting emails from people that says, John, it's from other non-fighters. I don't know what happened to your shoulders. I remember you saying something that had to do with like some bone spurs and nastiness. It's basically like miserable arthritis from years of damage. Says, I'm 27 years old. I've dislocated my shoulder 32 times, torn my right rotator cuff once or twice, and if we don't have some sort of advanced mechanical robot arms that they can cut mine off and replace with robot arms by the time I'm 40, I'm out.
Man, you bump that guy and it's out of the socket.
It's gone. I ain't sitting around waiting for the pain and the nightmares of plus 40 to start. I tuned in an awkward time. Did you say you have cancer? Tell me you don't have, I don't have cancer. Well, maybe. Mm. Dustin Monsoon, best name of anybody we got listening, says, it's Monson, but I like it better, Monsoon. Deal with the pain like the rest of us, pussy. Smoke weed. I tried that a couple years ago. I tried that.
That's right.
It just made me sleepy and paranoid. And I got, I don't,
and
I'm not.
Don't open that can of worms.
Look,
you got the wrong sativa. You need sativa.
I ate it. I smoked it. I sativa'd. I indica'd. I did all of it. I did hybrids. I did 30% of this. The microdosing. I did it all. And all it did was make me go, I'm very tired. My arms hurt a lot. I'm not saying it doesn't work because my grandpa did it when he had stomach cancer and it alleviated a lot of stomach issues. And I think it helped him sleep most of all. But I got zero pain relief from it. Like, they keep saying that. Again, I did the CBD stuff, rubbed it all over my arm. No pain, really.
We work with Larry. We know about weed.
We know. Yeah. Trust me. It's not from a lack of being exposed to it. Yeah, Larry was he was very willing to help me learn that. I tried all that, and none of it. All it did was make me kind of a little bit twitchy. I'm one of those people with weed that I don't get that relaxed, fun feeling. I get that somebody's trying to kill me.
Oh, you get paranoid?
Oh, it's bad. And I thought, you know, that, and everybody, you just got to just do it more and more. My physical therapist years ago, his name was Drew. Good dude, but he's like, dude, you're doing it wrong. Because I'm in the height of this thing. I think it's supposed to work and makes you feel looser. And so, yeah, he said, you're doing it wrong. And he said, what are you doing? I'm like, I don't know. I take like two gummies. And then I just, because gummies are bad because it just sets in so late. Like you take gummies and you think to yourself, all right.
Nothing's happening.
And then nothing happens for like an hour and a half. Sometimes you just wait forever and it kicks in. And you're like, oh, I don't want it now. I want it an hour ago. And then you just start getting real dopey and sleepy because it's not right, dude. What you got to do is load up. I'm like, what? And he goes, you need like 50 or 60 milligrams of that stuff to make it matter right away. I'm like, okay. They're like, really? And he said, yeah. So I took, they have 10 milligrams each. I took five.
Idea.
No, it isn't.
No?
It's a great idea. It can't hurt you. But what it can hurt is your ability to function.
I was going to say, just completely. Like the Lady Dulcolax is fine, too.
Lady Dulcolax, don't even come down on that. I will.
I'm
bad arms and a hip that doesn't work, I will jump over this console.
How dare you, sir?
I will defend Lady Dulcolax to the ends of the earth. Lady Dulcolax is a dream. But five of them, and then I just stared at the wall. And I thought for sure I was just going to die.
No sleep, no nothing?
Stared? No, and then I'm like, it felt like I had... It's like you get food poisoning. You're like, just want this to end. Just sleep until this goes away. So this was just this spinning nightmare. I felt awful. And
why would anyone do that?
And Megan tried a couple as well. And so I heard the front door beep because our alarm beep, beep when it opens. And I was in the back bedroom. Now, the hallway I have is maybe a 10-step hallway to get to the kitchen. I think I took 166 steps. And it felt like I was in that hallway, and it never ended. Like, why won't the hallway stop? Because I thought someone was coming in, and Megan was incapacitated. Because she took three, because I said, Drew says we need to load up, make this matter. And the two of us are just zombies. And then we had to try to give the cat its shot, a diabetic shot. And I'm like, I'm going to stab him in the spine. And he's going to be paralyzed. So the cat missed its diabetic shot that day.
That's
which
not
is
good.
It's all right. One out of every thousand you miss is no big deal.
It had a miserable night. No big deal.
He takes such a small amount of insulin. Like if it was a lot, and then I started to think, what if something went wrong tonight, like with one of the animals, and I get up somehow or another. Does anybody have a hot air balloon? I mean, that my ideas would have been terrible.
Let alone you have to get out of the house.
They'd have been so expressive.
Oh, they'd have been hilarious. got to get the hot air balloon, get these animals over to the magic doctor. I wasn't thinking. And at first I'm giggling. I'm like, Drew's right. This is fun. And then Megan's eyes drop and looked at me. She goes, I don't like this at all. And I'm like, I don't either. Something bad's happening.
How did it compare to the Ralphie May when we were in Pittsburgh? And Ralphie was
That's a geez.
There was zero pleasure in that either.
Yeah.
Ralph, what was that? 150 milligram THC breath strip he gave me. And I thought it was a breath strip.
It's THC.
Oh, my God.
Is that what this tastes like, a sock?
It's THC, player. You're done.
Like, oh, what was the name of that bar we went to?
You're asking me, like,
big,
I remember.
Big Steeler bar we went to, and we're in his town, and
McSubbies.
He just sits there. Both here and Eric like just sitting there on a stool.
Oh, it's brutal. You got a 3-foot sub?
Eric did.
Oh, oh, we
and
couldn't
then he had two
eating.
Hamburgers.
He had two burgers
two cheeseburgers,
game?
And a, and giant thing with fries. A broth.
Jesus. Budweiser sent us to the Steelers opener to be nice to me because they won the Super Bowl in 2005, so 2006 season opener against the Dolphins. They come by and say, here's some tickets. Thanks for everything you've done. For them. I'm like, unbelievable. What a great thing. So we all go. Ralphie's there. He gives me this THC breath strip. We go to the game. I thought I was pissing my pants in a restaurant. I stood up in the restaurant and go, I peed. And it was just a warm feeling. I wasn't. And so zombie over to the stadium. I'm sitting next to 500 pounds of Ralphie, who's higher than I am. He can barely function.
Laughing.
He loves it.
Love
oh,
he, it.
This one got him, too, because
I'm still high. Play. I'm still high.
Third quarter. We're giving $100 to people to go get us pretzels.
So they're in the lower bowl, right? Yeah. We're in the upper bowl. So I go to the edge, and you look down, and all you see is
big
99,
fat Ralphie,
and a little 7 right next
little sliver of humanity
right next to him.
But the worst part is Heath Miller. Charlie Batch started that game and threw a touchdown to Heath Miller, and he ran right down the sideline where we were. Woo! Ralphie and I get up. Woo! Slowly cheering. Woo! Lady next to me goes to give me high fives, and I'm like inches. I just leaned and got inches from her face, and I just remember going. She thought I was going to kill her. Her hands are up, like yeah, like touchdown. Like,
So you took the same dose that Ralphie takes.
I took a horse tranquilizer.
Yes. Ralphie was working everyone.
Yeah,
he was like Brady. It's God's gift. You gotta try it.
Yeah, he told you what it was because he knows you would have killed everybody.
Can't believe you did this to me, Ralphie.
But no, he's telling me, I'm like, oh, my breath is.
I got breath strip.
So just you and Eric.
He's a breath strip play. Here you go.
Give me one of those. Eric gets one. I get one. Put it in there. Like, oh, it tastes terrible.
Pure THC.
Like what?
That's THC play. You're going to be flying.
I don't want that.
You got to do it.
He would. There, Ralphie used to get stuff that was so bad he wouldn't give it to Larry.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He did Chiba Chews, and he was eating 500 milligram Chiba Chew. 500 milligrams of weed. I don't even know what that could
possibly be. There's always a guy
on
his bus that's catatonic.
Yeah. Yep.
One guy every time.
And Larry goes, I'd like to try that. And he goes,
I give you half of it. You eat quarter. You eat half of this half. You can't have it all.
And Larry's like, what are you talking about? I'm a professional.
Don't you do it to yourself, Larry. This thing will kill you. Trust me.
Larry came back 2 days later and goes, I had a quarter of that Chiba Chew and I'm still feeling it.
Oh, my God.
The stuff. I was in Vegas with Ralphie a couple times where I'd say, you know, all right, Ralphie, we'd be down at the elevator. I'm like, we're going to go over and grab some dinner.
All right, I'll meet you over there.
And I would walk all the way to the restaurant in the Aria. And then we'd sit there for like 20 minutes. No kidding. 20 minutes of what would be a 2-minute walk to a normal human being. And then I'd be like, where is he? And I'd get up and I'd walk back, and he's about 17 steps from where he was. Eyes are in the air. He just looks like he's on a boat. He looks like he's on a boat. Like, hurry up, bro.
I'm going as fast as I'm going to go. Don't be. Get all the sand out your diner and get over there and order me some tacos.
And I go over and order some food.
You can start without me.
Go back. Like, not another 15 minutes goes by, and then you see him turn in the corner. And like, there he is. There's the tugboat.
I'm coming. Y'all got sand up in your vagina. I didn't know we had to eat right now.
Yeah, that's what dinner time is. That's when we all agreed to go to dinner at 4:30, 5 o'clock so we could get the day started early.
All right. I don't know who eats like this. You're like a 70-year-old man eating at 5 in the afternoon.
At least 2 hours. Meet you at 1, that means 3.
Yeah. So I never got.
Is that bad?
Oh, worse than that.
Yeah.
I meet you at 5.
And then he'd bitch about it.
Who eats at 5?
I'm like, you do. You eat all the time. You eat all day long, every hour on the hour. And you're telling me,
I don't know, people eat at 5.
All right, you're going to eat, though. It's not like this is against your – I'm not twisting your big arms. Yeah. Robert says, Pratt's listening to you this morning talking about not fighting and thinking to himself, all right, baby, I'm back. If I don't deserve it, who does? Let me tell you this. My dying corpse would put on a better show than that knob. I'll go one step further. My corpse. My 5 years in the ground, pull me up, put me on a mic, still better than anything that idiot can pull off. And then Thunderhorse emails in and said, I got a terrible foot cramp once while beating my penis to a pulp. I can still feel the cramp on standby. It's because you're black, though. You got that gigantic crank you're hauling around. You pulled all the blood out of your feet. It'll probably never be the same. I don't have to worry about that. All the blood flow going to my wing doesn't do much. My body's totally functional. Thunderhorse probably has one of those to-the-knee things where his body gets weak. It's not right. Speaking of, this is a great story. I like this. They're having some sort of Olympic World Championships or something in Qatar. Have you seen that? They got some qualifier or something going on in Qatar. And they do a lot of the events for the summer games, which are coming up here. And,
like track and field?
They do some of that. They're doing beach volleyball and things like that. Beach volleyball is the big one because Qatar is very strict Muslim place, but they've also got their party center for Western visitors. But when it comes to...
It's like smoking areas.
Yeah, exactly. You can be a whore over here.
You can expose your skin over here.
Western cultured whores, get behind the fence. So they have the Western culture whore area. Well, beach volleyball, if you've ever... You remember when Iran played Kerry Walsh and then the girl from the Netherlands who was just spectacular. And Norway has a couple. Some of those beach volleyball girls are like, I didn't even know they have beaches in the Netherlands, but thank God for that. Because those little orange outfits, but they're all in bikinis. And then they'd play like a Middle Eastern thing, and they had full body suits on with hats, like big scarf hats and heads. Like they pulled them over like they were deep sea divers. And they're playing, and they get killed. And it had everything to do with the fact they weren't as mobile because they were trapped in wetsuits while they're trying to play volleyball on the beach.
A scarf.
Yeah, and they felt terrible for them because they're like, well, you know, but, you know, hand it to them. They're at least holding true to what they say they believe. Well, they said for Qatar, and this, I do think that they were playing the game. They're like, beach volleyball in these world championships, you're not allowed to wear those little skimpy ass showers. You're out. You got to wear what we tell you to wear. And all the girls fought back and said, no, thongs and bikini tops. This is exactly the opposite of everything 2021 stands for, which is women screaming that they want to be in their underpants outside on TV. I'm like, this is the best thing that's happened in years.
This is a woman's sport I can get behind.
Oh, my God.
That's
the only place to be is behind, especially when Brazil's playing. Because, oh, my God, the Brazilian players' asses are amazing. They took it away. But I think they were trying to pull the whole, we need to even the playing field with our Muslim sisters. There they are. Look at that. How do you beat anybody dressed? One's dressed like Mother Teresa and the other one's dressed like a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. You can't play beach volleyball beekeeper outfit.
Yeah.
They should spot them 7. I mean, that's not even a thought. Like put 16 pounds of clothes on and go beat these insanely toned athletes from the slutty Western cultures. And isn't it like looking at that is bad?
Oh, yeah.
Seeing it is bad.
What if they would just,
that's why the whole cover-up
happens.
If they wear a wrestling mask? You know, let them
Lucha Libre. Why don't they burst into flames staring at the Brazilian team? Because if it's that bad to see, you shouldn't be able to play volleyball with them without like a la being furious.
Well, I thought they came out with a statement that said, no, we're allowing everyone to play however
now they
want.
Yeah, but I thought it was pretty clever though, because it's even it up. You guys have to wear the beekeeper outfits too, and then all of a sudden Iran and Qatar in the gold
really
medal
do
game.
It.
Right, we'll see who's playing some serious volleyball. You have to wear jeans.
Oh.
Like, that would be really hard to, yeah. Oh, you're looking at beach volleyball.
The Brazilian beach volleyball.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, they've got faces of Son of Sam, but their asses are amazing.
Oh.
There's a girl from, I think it's Norway or the Netherlands, that I don't even know if they're any good, but she was on TV the last Olympics all the time. And her team's, it's 14-2, but we just like watching. Like, they were just getting slaughtered. I don't even think the girl ever played volleyball before. They just found her on the beach and said, stand here, get hit in the face with this thing every once in a while. People will love it.
They make sure they cover their first match because that's all they all the yeah, further they get.
They get two. Yeah, you got to join in early to
but
see.
But we have the number one and two seed playing over here. No, we're going to cover this game.
There is no reason to watch fully clothed beach volleyball. None. It's like going to Hooters on a winter day and it's parka day at Hooters. They're going to struggle. Look at that.
Why would anybody watch the WNBA when this is out there?
Why? Yeah. Imagine if the WNBA started to dress those trolls up like this. Boop, goof. You know what we need to do is make all the WNBA Muslim. And dress them up in beekeeper outfits. Less seen.
It's the burqa invitational.
Yeah. I mean, you know what it would be? It would be a better excuse on why they can't play the game at all. Because they're dressed in clothes they should be better at. But watching them whip the ball out of bounds every few seconds, at least you'd say, well, they're in beekeeper outfits. What do you expect? LeBron would be bad in a beekeeper outfit.
The beating the glass takes from the ball. They just throw it.
How they haven't shattered a backboard in the WNBA is beyond me. Because it's like one of them every once in a while just goes, I'm going to throw it as hard as I can up against the rim.
What women wear in Olympic competition.
Look at that. Beach volleyball is unreal.
That's the one I just pulled up.
Man.
That one.
Look at
all right,
look
that's
at
not real.
Brazil. Is that a thing?
That can't be real.
That's
why even
that's
have
on the track.
Game?
I'm moving to Brazil.
Why even? You know what? They make me want to recover from bone cancer.
You'll put it effort.
That makes
That'll
me want to rehab.
You
play a little Rocky, inspirational music, and the
You're
next
the
thing,
best. Yeah. Around.
No, that's a Karate Kid for God's sake. Not going that route. Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, beach volleyball. So they tried to take away the bikinis because the Muslim men can't see this stuff.
Good, don't watch. Don't F it up for the rest of us.
Well, it makes the summer games worth it.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know how that sport isn't on television all the time. With network TV needing nothing but live events because they're getting killed and they're dying off. All they should have, like when I was in Australia 20 years ago, their number one show was swimming. Like, they love watching swimming and Australian rules football. They call it footy.
Yeah.
And I just happened to read the Sydney Herald or whatever, the paper, and it had the TV ratings. And Everybody Loves Raymond was in there. And, like, the other nine shows were swimming and footy shows. And there's three shows called The Footy Show on different networks. And it's just the pregame show. And they're the number one shows in the whole country. And I was blown away. And that was when the Torpedo, Ian Thorpe and all that, whatever they called that guy. And they had that they had all these good swimmers. They had a great swim team. And they would watch these guys compete every week.
In a row, yeah.
Oh, they were killing it. But they loved that. And then you started to realize they love beautiful people. They're watching these specimens on television every night. And now that network TV is dying, why don't we have professional beach volleyball? It would get great ratings.
Yeah, because it got buried kind of last time. Because they had the women's
volleyball?
The AVP. Yeah,
it was pretty big. They kind of, but they make it all douchey. They always had like a BMX bike thing in the background or something stupid. Just make it about the game. Put beaches out. Get some, Phoenix should have a beach team. You just build a little sand. The Indian casinos will build you a sand stadium for, Jesus.
Nothing. They'll do it today.
They built a pop-up soccer stadium.
Took it down in like half a day.
Is it down already?
It's down, but packed up.
Oh, my God. Well, they just have to sell all those boxes at Target. They're just storage boxes.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. Those red and clear package storage. I have tons of those for Christmas. I have a whole storage
room. I didn't know it was all Legoed together.
It's just Legoed up, and then they were really worried about the weight capacity of the crowd. It's 140 degrees.
You were there?
I was there. Well, I was there for a championship game. They actually had a crowd for that.
Oh, okay.
And I did. And I will say they did it right. Like they treat the crowd well.
Oh.
Man, there's beers all over the place. But I was also on the field. I wasn't one of the grubs up there.
You weren't
there in
putting
seats.
Weight on the stands.
Please. I wouldn't go sit with soccer fans.
You were on the field sitting with a giant parka on next to the coaches. They always show
And the frozen guy and always raining on the one part
the
of the
guy lifting up one car.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was a nice night. And my buddy Craig and I went to the game. But, all there are just tubs of beer. We were just crushing. Like, I can get behind this sport so long as I don't have to watch any of the actual sport. And I was on the field for the Mercury, that's what I call them, same thing. The Rising, celebrating whatever. They won some sort of championship. They were going to the championship.
Made the playoffs.
They were, the best team going. They had, 30 wins in a row or something like that. And they got some weird trophy that looked like a sixth-grade kid made it. It was ugly. They won their conference, and I don't know what it was. And I think they went off and got drubbed. But so I was on the field with that. I'd never watched a second of that soccer thing. I'm taking pictures with the players. It was pretty awesome.
Are you a big fan of Phoenix Rising Soccer?
No idea who you are. No, I'm not. None.
I come here from Ivory Coast.
That's great. Well, I think it's probably better in the Ivory Coast than playing R-level soccer. If you're on a Phoenix Rising, you know that, right? They're like seven steps away from a good team.
Seven?
You got to jump seven leagues. Like, I've seen high school games. That's pretty much what I'm on.
We are better than that.
Okay. All right, Drogba. You tell yourself that. If I'm not mistaken, you were making $40 million a year a couple years ago, and then you had to take this pay cut as a spokesperson. You know, it was, but, you know. But if you had beach volleyball set up at that Rising Stadium, it's 110 degrees. They played in the summer. They're the dumbest people on the planet to put that together. And then, but you put that out there, I guarantee you pack that thing full. If those girls are playing out there in the, you know, next to the 202 at 8 o'clock at night, it's still 104, we're going.
Yeah, you could have two stadium courts there.
Do we have like a good, we don't have a stadium tennis situation. Well, I guess the Princess.
Used to. I don't even know if that's up anymore.
Pour some sand on it.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about that. Nobody was going to that Phoenix tournament here that they had for a while. We went out once.
A couple of no-shows. Like a couple years, Agassi, back in the day, they would pay him to go there, and he wouldn't, or he would lose in the first round.
Yeah, he'd go out and duff one so he could spend a week playing golf.
Get my guarantee.
Yeah, got his money and left. We went and did one. You talked me into going to that hosting
something.
I had
a DJ, a player party one
That's
time.
Right. And we went out there, and it was supposed to be this great thing. I did drawings. You put it together, but that was when I was with Steph at the Zone. And we went out to this thing, and I had to draw the matches.
James Blake was the
guy.
Yeah,
that was the big name. Yeah. And I drew him first, I think. And then everybody else was a nobody. And it's just a bunch of people in white pants drinking red wine. Oh, that'll be a hell of a matchup. Dusk Radrobra versus Chala Kontrasha. I'm like, I don't know who these Russians are, but evidently they're... Well, she's 19. None of them were good looking. And I'd call them and they'd stand next to each other. I'm like, all right. I felt like Dana White without any of the hype. Like, all right, let's get it on. You two go play tennis now. But yeah, that thing died. So just pour sand all over those courts and get those girls out there in the bikinis because that is the sport of the future. God, it's a great one. I'm surprised you're not all over that, Bert. You never watched beach volleyball in the Olympics?
I am now. I'm watching it on YouTube right now, Argentina versus Brazil.
How's Argentina look?
Oh, well,
they're almost all. Oh, you got it. Pull it up on the big screen.
Oh, they're all going.
Oh my
there.
God!
Look at that. How can you not watch
Argentina
this?
Argentina is wow.
Look at that.
Oh,
nothing but ass.
Oh, Argentina and Brazil in their thongs. Well, this is.
Wait a minute. This is like a. It's rugby and all that's handball.
That's handball. Oh, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, hey, man. It doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah, bring
he wasn't
on.
Paying attention. There was a net and some balls.
That's not what he's watching.
Sarah Silverman just scored.
That is Sarah Silverman. If Sarah Silverman had a ass implant. Oh, my goodness. Where did you find this?
I just Googled Brazil volleyball and this came up. And I'm like, I'll just click it. Look good.
Wow.
Oh, and this is a battle to the death, Argentina versus Brazil. The losing team.
Gets beheaded on the
That's great. It's only a minute and 50 seconds.
That's
or 43
all you need
seconds.
Any girl sports. Well, this is better than lingerie football because it's actually competitive, and the outfits are amazing. Look at that Brazilian bench. Oh, they're all on all fours. Oh, my God. What a sport. What's it called?
Handball, right?
Lady handball.
Handball. Brazil versus Argentina handball, 2019 Rosario games.
Man.
Well, I'm going to that. Brady, I got to rehab these hips.
Yeah.
Oh, now you're ready.
Yeah. I'm going to be one of those guys. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to win. You know
you
what,
can do it.
You know what no one will ever say about me? I'm also a dick when people say that. He's got the cancer. Oh, that's terrible. And then they always say, but if there's anybody out there that can beat it. I always roll my eyes at that. I'm like, nobody's beating that. Brace yourself for the worst. If he beats it, okay, he's a miracle. But if there's anybody out there that can beat this, it's you.
Now he found some volleyball.
No, that's Brazil versus
U.S.
You know, Walsh and Jennings. We got a hell of a team. I don't know if they're still going. They're both in their 50s at this point.
Yeah, they're out. I think
they can't be playing anymore. Yeah. One of them wanted to keep going, but there's no way.
The short one had a baby, right?
Oh, this is her other partner.
Oh,
this,
okay.
That's when, yeah. Carrie Walsh wasn't part of it anymore. Ours look a little rough because they're older, and they're actually gold medal contenders. But the bodies are insane.
Handball, though, man.
Whew. Yeah, get back to that handball. Yeah, screw no beach volleyball. Oh, there's something. Those outfits. Well, anyway, Qatar, take that because you lost your battle. All these girls fought to be in their thongs on TV. Most of the time you try to tell ladies, we want you all in thongs on television.
We are jerks. Never. We'll never do this. You guys are trying to objectify us.
I'm like, you tell them, you got to wear beekeeper outfits.
We want to wear thongs.
So that's the key. Tell a woman when she comes out of the thing, goes, ugh, you're dressed all slutty. I mean, you're in jeans and a sweater. You need to cover up. And then they'll come out with less on. Because whatever you tell her to do, she's going to do the opposite, evidently, if beach volleyball is any indicator.
Texter sent us this to get us into track and field. And the women's pole vault championship in Barcelona.
Well, that's Allison Stokely.
Nope. That's not Ricky Fowler's wife. This is a different gal. She's from Barcelona. All right.
I like what I'm seeing so
far. From Barcelona.
Oh, look at that. Track butts.
Wait. Just wait.
Oh, we're going to see something brutal here. Oh, the pole goes in. Oh. Their pants went in.
This is a five-minute video of them just doing their pole vault runs.
Oh, my God. That's just silly.
Thank you, Texter.
Man,
we wouldn't have found this otherwise.
I'm just going to get fat and watch whatever sport that is. Hey, WNBA, never! It's proof I'm not a sexist. If you're wearing a thong and looking sexy, I'll watch it. But I'm not going to watch a WNBA. We're serious about competing thing.
It's the first time I've watched pole vaulting and handball.
Ever.
In one city. Yeah, ever.
And you'll do it again.
Oh, absolutely.
And by the way, it made me realize I've wasted my money on 32 Steelers jerseys. I need to start supporting a different sport.
Yes.
I built a sports bar in my house for the wrong thing. We're having Olympic parties this summer, boys.
Let's do it.
We're going to have a beach volleyball party.
Yeah, let's put a court out.
I'll settle down.
Come on.
Start kick in for that.
I will.
No, you won't. You would kick in for, like, I want you to help me out. I'm crippled and you can't jump. They have the most worthless beach volleyball thing ever. Now.
No wonder my dad put a volleyball court in our yard.
No kidding. For tournaments, you ladies can play in my house. Not a bad idea. That beach volleyball thing,
I think handball's even better. I'm watching another one here. This is great.
We'll get it on the big screen there. Don't Bogart the butts.
Let's go to Brazil, wake up song. We got stuff to watch.
Another matchup.
Oh, who are they playing?
I don't know.
Stop bending over to pick up the ball.
Winner. Ooh, the captain's a little.
The captain looks like she just had a baby today.
Yeah.
That's a little big.
That's a little thick.
Yeah. Getting a little bigger. She must be a fullback or one of those defensive players. That one's not.
Oh, look at that. What?
That looks
like
WNBA.
5 minutes after the throw.
Wow. What do we see?
But the handball, they just jump all, they just fly all over the court.
I just love that. Thongs are the answer.
I got number 7 down there.
That's the key. You got to tell ladies that.
There we go.
We want them to cover up and they'll fight it. Look at the tall one. The tall one furthest right, one right there is facing us. Wow.
They do have a couple of fullbacks.
Oh, yeah. Clearly, you got to have some bodies out there to do some blocking for the cute ones.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. Okay. Well,
How are they not tan?
You know what? I'd love to hear them afterwards talking about how they want people to take this sport seriously and that they don't want to be objectified.
Oh, I'm taking it seriously.
In the meantime, I can see your ovaries after every shot. Oh, I take this seriously, too. These ladies need support. How is there not a crowd of 100,000 there?
Why do I have Bears jerseys and not Brazilian handball jerseys?
Why do I not know the greatest Brazilian handball player of all time? Why don't I have posters of her all over the house? I got pictures of Ernie Banks on my wall. He's not in a thong, although that would sell for a ton of money. Anyway, yeah, let's get to that ride shop thing. By the way, I got to get you, Josh. Whoa, hey now.
Yeah.
Brett just started. That's not me.
That's not you?
No.
Yes, it was. That's you, all right.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's not me.
That's it's my porn music while I'm watching.
What are you doing over there?
Hey.
Got his own soundtrack.
Hey, you seen what I was watching.
He's DJing the handball.
Man, that's the soundtrack to handball?
No, it's handball, all right. Josh texted me yesterday a video because he said, when are you getting that surgery? He said, get a ride in before. And I'm like, we'll try to I'll ride on your handlebars with my arm all screwed up, and we'll see what we can do. And he goes, check this out. And he sent me a video of a dad riding a bike through a skate park, and he has his daughter in the back little carrier seat. Well, the seat gave way, and he didn't know it. And this kid is on – you know those things they rode in Mad Max that wobble all over the thing?
Oh, yeah.
It's going – every bump he hits, this kid's seat goes almost all the way to the ground and back up. She's just wobbling all over behind him.
And he's clueless.
I'm dying. We'll make it a Brady video. Josh said, we can do this. And I'm like, I'm in. It was hilarious. But, yeah, it was I'll send it over. We'll do a Brady video of it so you guys can see it. What do you got on the board right now, though, Bird?
All right. Speaking of which, it is brought to you guys by Action Rod Shop over there in Mesa, Gilbert and Southern. And Julie, our saleswoman yesterday sent over a little poster that they got. Signing up for the newsletter, you get 15% off in-store and 20% off online on goggles, winter gloves, and Action Ride Shop gear.
Oh, you got to do sign up?
Yeah, so jump online, catch them on Facebook, Action Ride Shop, and on Instagram at Action Ride Shop. But,
perfect.
AC/DC, Iron Maiden, Metallica, Primus, Nine Inch Nails, Prodigy making an appearance, Slayer, Shakira, Hips Don't Lie for Your Bone Cancer, Seven Dust, Danko Jones, Alter Bridge.
I'm dying to play Hips Don't Lie.
Oh, man.
Remember when
with the handball playing Shakira. In the back on the screen?
Because my hips don't lie.
Shakira. Man, I love Danko Jones, too.
We haven't done Danko in a long time.
I think Bad Thoughts is a great song.
All right.
I'm still old Danko. Danko Jones is awesome. I kept waiting for a decade for that guy to pop. Like, eventually everybody's going to discover how great Danko Jones is.
He's big in Europe.
Huge.
And, you know, that's always hear that, but he really is.
He's massive in Europe, and everybody always says that about their band. Yep. Never broke here.
It's true with him, though.
Yeah, never, ever really got the traction here. And his couple of his records are just awesome.
And he was great when we had him on that U-Fest, too.
He's amazing live. He's just, I love Danko Jones, but it never took off. And I still don't understand why. You have it?
It's not in the system.
Oh, for crying out. We'll put whatever we got. I'll take any Danko.
I don't know if we have any Danko.
Have
right
anything
now.
In
nothing?
Not since we moved into this building.
Really?
Yeah.
No, we don't. No Danko Jones. Wow. Even we've dismissed him, and I love the guy. Is he still? He's still doing stuff, right?
Yeah, he was just here like a year and a half ago. He played over Pub Rock.
No kidding.
And
at Pub Rock.
Yeah, and it was the sad thing was it wasn't Nancy. It was a different promoter, but didn't get any play. Didn't get any promotion. Yeah. There was probably maybe 30 people.
Did you go?
Oh yeah, I went. Me and Marcus went actually.
No kidding. Yeah. There was 30 people to watch Danko Jones.
30
and he
maybe
was cool.
25. Wow.
Oh yeah, and he's playing 20,000 people in
In Europe,
Germany,
and he played it like he was playing to 20,000 people. He was great.
That's pathetic.
So if Danko ever comes back,
I definitely
make sure you go.
Yeah, Danko Jones is something. That's a sell right there. If you haven't ever heard of him, I wouldn't even know which one to suggest first to kind of introduce you. What's the?
Let me see here.
The one kind of
that's
almost
my baby.
Him. That's the one, Brady. Yes, sir. Don't mean maybe. I'll find this damn album.
It's the one that has, I think, Bad Thoughts on it. That's the
I
way.
Think
to,
Bad
that's
Thoughts
the one to start.
A great song.
Damn it! Below the Belt.
Below the Belt is.
Yep. It's a great album all the way through.
And then Rock and Roll is Black and Blue.
That's good too.
That's a great record. He's got some good stuff. Yeah, Below the Belt is the one.
Yeah.
If you're gonna like a Danko Jones thing, that's the one. And the people that don't like him, I don't get it. Because it's that thing where it's like I can see where you're like, it's okay. But it's all, like, cool.
It's just fun.
It's fun, cool music. It's like something about it's cool. And if you don't like them, I think you're racist. That's the only real reason not to like them.
It's true.
Otherwise, it's like, why don't you like them? Oh, he sucks. No, you're racist.
That's why he's not in our library anymore.
Somebody's racist.
Yeah. It's got to be Larry.
Yeah, must be.
I mean, he's the music guy.
You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. Larry did it. Racist Larry. We've known it all along. Won't play any of that Danko Jones, and there's only one reason for that, because it's good stuff. Yeah, I love Danko.
I'm sure there's some Modest Yahoo in that system. Somewhere.
What was the other hit off of that? It was kind of a hit. I like the one with the leg. Damn it, I can't remember the song. I never remember song titles. Terrible.
Full of Regret was the other
Full
one.
Full of Regret. That's the one.
And the videos, they did that three-part video series, and like Lemmy's in it, and Elijah Wood's in it, Selma Blair.
He's got huge people.
So watch check out the videos for Full of Regret, and then the other two will bounce up too. Ralph Macchio's in it.
Well, that's there you go. Yeah, now you're selling it.
He's in,
right.
Yeah, he's in, I think, Bad
Thoughts. He's in Cobra Kai.
Yeah, I think Bad Thoughts is cool.
Oh, my gosh. Shut the front door.